You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former sports center anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
All right, chime time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Death taxes and the Bruins winning, Chris Schein. That's all that's given right now in our world. What's going on, buddy?
Not too much, Mutt. It was a fun little night of gambling because the Bruins, once again, just make me the happiest man in the world when I wake up in the morning.
2-0 after the period. Celtics were up 16 early on the Suns. It's like, well, they're playing these good teams. They're absolute wagons right now. They're both of them. And you have really bought into this Bruins one. That was another back-to-back laughers against probably the best team in the NHL, Chris Schein.
Yeah, I got to go do some actual math research if I can.
I hate
because,
math.
Yeah,
I hate
no, so, math. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I get it. But the Bruins have won 21 of 25 games. If you just bet $50 on every Bruins money line, I'm curious how much money you'd be up, because you'd be up a lot of money at this point.
I would love to do the math on that. So, like, I think I saw this week someone did that whole thing. Actually, it's funny he's bringing that up. There was somebody who did the math on, and obviously you wouldn't do this when you got towards the end, but if you had started with $100 in the last 16 years, bet the under in the Army-Navy game, you'd be up to $3 million right now.
Yeah, which is insane.
So I would love you to do that, but it sounds like a lot of work, and I wouldn't blame you not to do it. I'm not.
Fair.
I wouldn't kill you for it. But, I mean, they just cannot be stopped. You called it, bounce back off of what happened on Monday against Cassidy. They go on the road, part of their first West Coast trip. They win going away. Were there any props, or was the focus just on the alternate lines, which crushed for you last night, especially including the -2.5? Easy.
Yeah, -1.5 hit, -2.5 hit. I think Bergeron did not hit, unfortunately. The Bergeron shots did not hit. He got to 3, didn't get over the 3.5 mark, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. I'm not complaining about it.
And by the way, they weren't even the biggest story in the NHL. Your guy, and now my guy, UConn product, Tage Thompson, scored a million goals last night.
He had 4 goals in the first period. Mutt, I was losing my freaking brain. It was
wild.
Awesome. It was so cool, so fun to watch.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive by the Bruins. Celtics just continue to win and win and win and win and win. Even with Al Horford in health and safety protocol, does not matter. You roll balls out and they win. They continue out west here, as the Patriots will as well on Monday. Is there an NHL bet tonight, Schein, for people without the Bruins action?
No, I don't have one. I didn't do enough prep for that. I have actually been looking at Thursday Night Football.
Really? Oh, you're willing to bet football tonight. You're deciding to get out of your comfort zone of just hockey bets and dip your toe in the football. Welcome back to football, Chris Schein.
Thanks, Mutt. Glad to be back. It's exciting.
I told you yesterday that I was going to get in at the -6 on a really dumb more than 3-game teaser, but just to make sure I got the Raiders to win outright, because I thought that line would move, and I look forward to your take on this, Schein. It is moved. This morning we wake up and DraftKings has it at Raiders -7. That might be on the news that Baker Mayfield might play. Baker Mayfield's going to be active tonight, according to Tom Pelissero, ESPN. He studied the playbook. They're promoting him on Rams social media. I think this dude is going to get in. I think it'll be a disaster. And while I don't have the stomach to lay 7 with the Raiders tonight, I'm already locked in at the 6. I'm already locked in for teasers. Boy, the mighty have fallen. The Rams have fallen to the point where I think the Raiders win a laugh for tonight against the Rams, Chris Schein.
I'm so with you. I'm so all in on this. I absolutely believe the Raiders win. I also am locked in at Raiders by 6. I am debating on dipping back in. Yeah, sorry.
Just vomit there?
No. It was like a hiccup thing going on.
I'd be first. Vomiting on the show. Well, at some point it'll happen, but I don't know if it'll be today.
No, I'm good. Sorry. I'm all in on Raiders laying six. I might dip back in even at Raiders laying seven or maybe even bring it kind of an alt line down in like a same game parlay. The Raiders are going, they should just dominate tonight.
Well, again, people should know I'm emotionally invested in this team.
Yep, same.
Because of the 8.5 over, and I had written that off as dead. And I'm still calling it dead. I'm not saying it's alive, but Chris Scheim brought up on Tuesday it's alive. I didn't, because I have a 3-0 since I declared it dead. So I'm just keep declaring it dead. But you brought up that it's alive. And so now, yeah, that whole thing's going on. So I'm rooting for the Raiders, and I root for Josh, because he does this weird thing where he can run a good offense. And the guy doing it now here in New England can't. So I am biased on this. I am pot committed to an over that's dead at 8.5 wins. But I'll be rooting tonight for the Raiders. Any prop action tonight, Chaim? Any over-under stuff? How do you want to play Thursday Night Football, Raiders and Rams?
Yeah, so I love the Rams. Or, I'm sorry. I love the Raiders.
What? Rams?
I misspoke. I love the Raiders. I love laying the points. When it comes to props, I'm not sure how to approach it just because, like, it's conceivable the Raiders are up, 24-7 in the third quarter, and they kind of just slow things down, and they're not foot on the gas. Could be 28-7. It could be 34-7 for all I know. So I think I want to lean towards betting on Josh Jacobs, but I haven't fully convinced myself. I'm curious to hear if you have any prop leans at all tonight, because outside of the Vegas running backs, I was kind of hoping for even an Amir Abdullah receiving yards or something kind of obscure to pop up. I don't see anything I particularly like. Is there something in particular that you has caught your eye?
Well, if you believe that Jacobs is healthy and this whole thing about them limiting him last week, like he didn't practice all last week and he was involved heavily again, if you believe the short week's not going to bother him, I think the over 20.5 carries is a really good bet.
Yep.
It's been bet down, I think, -120 last time I looked this morning on DK. And that makes a lot of sense. They're up 14-0 and immediately start just pounding the football. Because I think they realize now they're back in it, so I don't think they'll take any unnecessary risks. I don't think they'll try to blow out the Rams. There's really no need to do it. Just get out of this thing with a win. And so if you're convinced that they've just been protecting Jacobs and he's really fine and the calf is not an issue, I think over and a half, 20.5 carries of the options for Jacobs is what I lean towards. But, maybe if they do get up and the calf is an issue and they want to use Abdullah or somebody else to close it out potentially, that could happen. And then also, if we're wrong about this and it's a big competitive game, they might run less because Davante Adams, he should have a monster game tonight. But the numbers are chuggy. I mean,
they're way too high.
Because they're smart. We're idiots.
Yeah,
like, everyone wants to bet Davante Adams. They want to bet his overs. And so what do? They make his anytime touchdown prop impossible to bet. They make his receiving prop impossible to bet. It's too juiced up. I don't even know. I didn't check when they were open, so I'm not sure if they're any better then. But right now, I can't come on here and tell you that, you should play those at their respective numbers. So for me on Jacobs, it would be the 20.5 carries on the over, but I'm not completely confident about that, I'll be honest.
Yeah, so the other one that I was really toying with was the Josh Jacobs reception total. It's currently at 3.5. His last five games, he's had 6, 3, 6, and 2, and then 3 was the first one. Sorry, 3, 6, 3, 6, and 2. That was the 5. There we go. And so the number right now is 3.5. I was kind of toying with the over, but at the same time, if they're not down, they're not going to just check it. They're not going to be thrown to the running back. Throwing to the running back is because you're in passing situations. And if you are up a million points, you're not going to be in those passing situations. So I almost want to – I'm almost debating betting an under receiving prop on someone like Davante or even someone like – Mac Hollins or something.
89.5 yards on Davante.
That's so big.
Yeah.
Such a big number. So right now, man, it's hard to bet props in this game just because I don't know exactly how the game will go. So I think I'm just going to stick with my Raiders laying the points tonight.
If I had to bet a Rams side, Scheim, I would bet on Cam Akers. Speaking of carries, his carry total is 13.5. I would be happy betting the over or include that in same game parlays. I think that there was this debate about who's going to be the running back and who's going to take over. 17 carries last week for Akers for 60 yards. He scored 2 touchdowns there. in the short red zone. I think they've sort of deferred to go back to him, like this whole thing about Kerryon Williams being a factor. I'm not completely buying into. He's got 14 carries 2 games ago, so in 3 of his last 4 games, he's got 8 or more carries. It's 13.5 tonight. I don't think they want to let either Wofford or Baker Mayfield air it out. And if you think that Cam Akers has regained his status as the number one back, and I got some best ball teams in the best ball finale week that could really use Cam Akers being the guy who's back in that Rams backfield, McVay's not going to want to get embarrassed. There's no way he's going to put Wofford and or Baker Mayfield back there 45 times, drop back to pass. I think there are some the ways to play with Cam Akers specifically over 13.5 carries. I don't hate his receiving prop tonight. Rushing prop either. He's not going to be used in the receiving game. He's got 3 receptions all year on 7 targets. So I would be wary about Cam Akers in the passing game. But in a scenario where, forget even keeping it close, Cam Akers was benched for a while. They iced him. They brought him back. They may view this thing as like a worthless season anyway. And the kid Williams, the rookie, they might like and say, we'll protect him. We'll just use up Akers and cut him in the offseason. So Cam Akers, 13.5 carries, even more so than Jacobs, is my favorite prop bet in this game, acknowledging I'm already investing in Raiders -6 and Ravens Raiders to win the game outright. So,
yeah.
Anything for you on the Rams side?
Not really. No, I have no faith in the Rams whatsoever.
It's tough, too. It's tough. But, I mean, when Akers has been the lead back, 15, 12, 8, 13, 14, 8, 17 carries. So in 4 of those 6 I gave you, he went over 13.5. So okay. That's at least a window there, and it's even money, so you're not paying the juice. Not something I'd be heavily invested in, but certainly I think could show up in a game where the Rams, I don't think, want to get embarrassed in primetime, short week, Wofford and Baker Mayfield. So Akers over 13.5 carries at even money, and then Jacobs over his carry total as well. It's a little bit juiced up, minus 120, but I would play that one as well, with the Raiders being the key play. Anything else from this game tonight before a quick Patriots thought, Shyman? I do want to get to more news about legalizing sports betting here in the state.
No, please, let's continue.
Patriots has gone to -2. Your reaction?
Why?
I've read a lot of sharp people that are excited to bet Belichick against Kingsbury. Kingsbury at home is not good. Kingsbury-Belichick, major coaching mismatch. Patriots off the extended rest. So it's not the reason I would be betting it. I've still not bet this game, and I told you I think people are looking past this game for some reason and not recognizing that it's the Cardinals off a bye. It is a mobile quarterback. Like, I fear this game could really go bad for the Patriots, and they need this game. I just saw Ryan Hannibal. I actually retweeted it. Hannibal pointed out that they have a 25% chance of making the playoffs, according to 538. If they lose to the Cardinals, that goes down to under 13%. So they need the game desperately. It's an NFC game that matters to them. But it's against a mobile quarterback on the road, and the Patriots are sick. They had like 13 or 14 guys wearing masks the last couple days. Patricia's probably going to coordinate the game, although Andy Hart did say last night, Chime, let me set it with you guys on the Six Rings podcast, he said he wouldn't be shocked if it's like Nick Cayley or somebody else calling plays Monday.
What?
I'd be floored if that happens.
We get all of a sudden, we just have no information, and then all of a sudden, boom, Nick Cayley's calling plays. No shot. He didn't call plays in the preseason. He didn't call plays in training camp. There is no chance Nick Cayley's calling plays Monday night. None. If anything, it's Joe Judge. If anything, but I would say 87% chance it's Matt Patricia.
But because it also embarrasses Patricia.
Yep.
Who's his guy.
In the middle of the season.
During the year. If he's going to try to salvage Patricia long term, and he thinks part of his brain is saying Matt can come back and do this next year, he can't yank the job from him this year. He knows he can't. So I'm with you. I think it's like 90%, like 10% chance. Maybe it's Cayley or Judge, but I don't believe that. And so I explained to you why it's 2. It's not making me excited to bet still either side. You said it yesterday. Betting the Patriots game has been a popsicle headache this week. Not a fun team to bet on, or this year. Not a fun team to bet on. Not a fun team to handicap. Not a fun team to watch. So, as the world will find out Monday Night Football with Mac Jones on the road to Arizona.
And there's just a couple things I want to address about this. So
yeah,
just because they're playing, just because we think Belichick might have a great matchup against Kingsbury, right? That's what the sharps may think. That doesn't mean offensively this team's going to be any good, correct?
Exactly. Yes.
So that, in my opinion, then it would be behoove whoever wants to bet on the Patriots to invest in ways that you're investing in the defense, right? Look at defensive special teams, anytime touchdown. Look at betting on Kyler Murray over on interceptions. Look at registering sacks. Betting bets of those nature where I don't have to lay minus 110. I might get better value on those picks because that's the side of the ball I have confidence in actually having success in this game. So if I am under the impression that Bill Belichick is just going to pants Kirk, whatever his name is, Cliff Kingsbury there.
Yep, that's his name. Yep.
Handsome Cliff. If that's the case, it's going to be because the defense is really good. Invest in the defense. Don't invest in Patriots minus two.
Yeah, tough game to bet right now. The public is betting the Patriots quite a bit, which is looking at the public money courtesy of the Action Network. 71% of the bets and 64% of the money. So a little bit reversed there. I guess you could say there's more sharp money on the Cardinals, which honestly I respect right now. I mean, gun to my head on Thursday morning, I would take the 2 points and bet the Cardinals with a sprinkle on the money line.
Same.
That's gun to my head. We'll see how the weekend plays out in the next couple days, and obviously it'll be part of our conversation on Monday, leading into Monday Night Football, Patriots and Cardinals. We detailed yesterday on this podcast the Mass Gaming Commission, Shime, stopping short of issuing a license to Penn Gaming. So the thought was that at least with some of these major casinos that are in front of the Gaming Commission this week, presenting their case, presenting their plan, and hoping to get a license granted to them, that they would grant some licenses. We're 0-for-1 because they have some problems with Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy, which is just ridiculous. It took them their first meeting to have problems and bring up a stupid New York Times column. They're moronic, and they proved that. They're just very old and out of touch. And then in day two, MGM Springfield came in, and about midway through the proceedings yesterday, they realized that MGM Springfield is a casino, right, Shime? Can you
yes,
stick with me here? Does that make sense? MGM,
yep.
It's a casino. BetMGM is their partner app, which is not exactly the same thing. They're based out of Vegas. They have an app that's already running.
Right.
And as reported today by the Boston Herald, like, they just sort of realized that they're two separate entities, and they decided they need more information on the BetMGM side of it. And apparently we're going through like the actual application and said they made mistakes in there. And so now they wouldn't even vote on BetMGM or MGM Springfield.
What the hell are we doing?
Yesterday. Because they realized like all of a sudden, wait, yeah, these might be different things. And so now we're 2 days into it. Two different casinos have not been even voted on for a license here in Massachusetts, which, again, leads me to believe that January might be a soft date for sports betting here in Massachusetts, Sean. Going to be honest.
What are we doing? Let's just figure it the hell out. Let's get these applications done. Let's get these approved. And let's move effing forward. I'm getting so tired of this.
I want to read it to you to see if you'll laugh the way I laugh, but I'm going to scroll down and find.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This story, it's buried here on the Herald website. High and Bloom. Oh, there we go. Headline. Sports betting regulators not impressed with MGM Springfield's application. Reading for the excellent job of the Herald, and they're doing a great job with this coverage. The first application, this was yesterday, Plainridge Park Casino, was derailed Tuesday after commissioners expressed concern with the affiliated sportsbook company's relationship with Barstool Sports and its founder and spokesperson, Dave Portnoy. And so that's going to be pushed aside until commissioners are convinced the mobile betting operator, which will be attached to the physical casino, Penn Entertainment, can prevent Portnoy's personality from driving irresponsible gambling practices or attracting too young an audience. Well, there's a law in place, so you can only bet if you're 21, number one. Number two is you're basing it off a stupid New York Times bias article. That's bad. We ripped that yesterday. The second application, filed by MGM Springfield, will also have to wait after commissioners notice a problem with the paperwork. Commissioner, at the end of the day, I mean, the entire application refers to BetMGM. So I don't think we're going to avoid ultimately waiting until BetMGM's presentation next week before we deliberate on this application. BetMGM's application for a license to operate Massachusetts will be considered next week. Until then, they simply won't be able to approve what was presented by MGM Springfield, with many parts of their application reliant on the other. We should go back to the application where there is a reference to the other application. We have to get more information. So now they have to sit and wait for this because they didn't realize they allowed these operators, Shime, to partner with different mobile apps that are different from the operator. Like Encore is going to have Win. It's not the Encore app. It's the BetWin app. So that's different too. They set up this process that they might, I want to swear, but they might have effed it up completely by their process. Meanwhile, they bragged about being the best people to move this forward and this great standard they have, and they can't even vote because they can't figure out who applied for what.
We're not going to get betting anything.
And they want us to bet in a month, Shime. No flipping shot.
No chance.
No shot.
We're going to be lucky if we get this by, like, the NBA and NHL finals.
No shot. They're dragging their feet. The first chance they had to drag this out on Tuesday, they did. The second chance they had to drag this out again on Wednesday, they did.
I'm in agony. I'll say it like that.
I'm too blinded by positive energy to have recognized this. In this state, everything takes forever. Print the bumper stickers. Massachusetts, :, everything takes forever.
So, hey, did you see Boston came out with a new slogan, never gets old? They should have gone with everything takes forever.
That's a great one. But that's the Boston motto, never gets old?
Never gets old. Greg said that today on the show.
So, I would love to give you some positive news on this, but we can't get through 2 days of applications without getting a positive one. The big winner is the great state of New Hampshire because the Prince of Pucks keeps firing in 603.
I'm going to be back today, back doo-da, today, back doo-da. Today. I'm
back
going
to New Hampshire.
Hey, to Chris bet Sanu, money.
New at Route 3, get off the exit, get gas at Cumberland Farms, go to the parking lot, roll down the window.
Buy Reese's, make some bets, make some money.
Go into Trader Joe's, get stuff I don't really need for the
stop
kids.
Stop at Home Depot, get more stuff for the house.
Tax-free shopping is the best, and I'm going to make another bet. Forgot to make that bet.
New Hampshire, take all my money.
Subscribe, rate, and review, folks, to get songs like this. Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or over on Spotify. The plan is to do our picks and props show tomorrow. I'm going to be unavailable in the morning as I'm going to a school event for my oldest son. Looking very much forward to that.
Yep.
And hopefully, I don't even give a tentative time. So we think early afternoon. It's a big circle, big swath of time on the old schedule, but sometime early afternoon should be good to go here with our three picks and our props. Can you do me a favor? I was a shitty 1-2, so I only got a point again.
Yeah.
You were 2-1 or
I was 2-1 and I hit my top two. So
okay,
I have five.
So you get
points.
You go first. Yep. So I'm waiting on a text message from you.
Oh, I can send it right now. I got my first pick locked and loaded.
I mean, send it right now. Send it right now to me.
And so then we can live react?
I'll react to it live.
Okay, ready?
How about that?
You're going to be shocked. There you go. I sent it.
Okay, phone is right there. Oh. Whoa!
You like that?
I mean, honestly, you bet on that team every week.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You like to bet against that team every week. How about the team you're betting against?
No. That's not true at all. I've bet on the team I'm betting against.
Oh, you love totals with this team.
Yes, generally.
This is a ridiculous pick by you.
No, it isn't. And I have a stat to prove it tomorrow.
Reply with a poop emoji here. Let's see if I can find it. I'm just going to reply with my quick reaction.
Such a boomer thing to type poop. Can't find the poop emoji, so he types poop. This is the content you get on this podcast.
Enjoy it while it lasts, folks. Subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. Live video podcast tomorrow is the plan. We are going to be on the rooting for the Raiders tonight for a multitude of reasons, and I'll also admittedly be on Cam Akers tonight.
Yes, sir.
As well, Shime. Looking forward to it. Oh, stop, full stop.
Timeout. What?
Full stop. Can I interest you, Shime?
Oh.
In 35-1 of the Red Sox to win the World Series.
What a good, it's a great joke to end the podcast with.
Honestly, I know you did all of it today. Unfortunately, the show that I did last night just burned the tapes because I really did for 2 hours, Shime. Try to give the Red Sox some credit, man. I was like, wow, they finally spent money. We had the Bogaerts momentum news. We had Bogaerts heating up news. Like, okay, this is all coming together. Will Fleming came on and suggested they're going to offer him $230 million. That's what he was hearing. I thought, well, he's not going to get more than that. 11 for 280 from the Padres. Good for them, spending like drunken sailors. Red Sox best offer was like 6 and 160, which is great average annual value, but you didn't get close on the years. And, you know, I can spin it. I can spin a yarn if I had to today. Like, they couldn't match 11 and 280. But the problem is that before you get to the argument, it's a chicken and egg thing because they shouldn't. It should have ever gotten to this point.
No, it should never have.
The offer they gave him, the last offer, let's call it 6 and 160, or 5 and 160, whatever it was there, 6 and 160. If they had offered that in spring training, it's a done deal. Bogaerts is here. And they dicked around with it and dragged their feet. So
actually,
I can't now spin it positive, like, oh, they shouldn't have paid him 280. Good for the Padres, bad for the Red Sox. And as my kid said today when I broke the news, okay, fine, what about Rafael Devers? So we'll see if they get that done. Awful night if you're a Red Sox fan.
Oh, 100%. And bad, awful, awful job by me. I've been leaving this guy on hold forever. But actually, Sam Kennedy's here.
Gresh. Yep.
I'm looking at Gresh. Sorry. Sam Kennedy's here, Mutt. And Sam, I have to ask you, is there any shot or any scenario in which you can envision the Red Sox making a deep postseason run and maybe winning a World Series?
No, I can't.
Okay, thank you.
What a rough day for Kennedy. I mean, and he deserves a shit ton of this blame, too, because he keeps spinning that they're trying to do everything and make everything right. He's...
That answer, by the way, came when Greg asked him over the summer, can you envision Xander Bogaerts in a jersey that isn't a Red Sox jersey? And he said, no, I can't. And you want to know what? He is now a Padre. So.
And like the whole, and I give him credit, Julian McWilliam of the Globe got Chaim Bloom getting on the plane, which is flipping wild. It's a great
wild.
Get, but... The sob story of, like, he's so shocked and he's emotional, like, he's a fan. Like, give me a break.
Buzz off.
All the words they were spitting out, Chime, said they wanted him, they priority one. The actions did not match it up. And so when Andy Hart came on last night and said, let's pump the brakes and let's see what Bogus there is, I was like, oh, well, this is – let's get to that. Let's get to that when it happens. Well, it's happened, and those deals last night look a lot worse because Bogaerts is not here.
Yep. It's devastating. It's a tough time right now to be a Patriots fan and a Red Sox fan. Luckily for you, in the city of Boston,
Woo!
The Celtics and the Bruins are literally walking ATMs. So keep cashing.
All right. You made your first pick, Shime. I'll text you back my first pick. You can text back the word poop if you'd like. and we'll talk tomorrow at some point, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds good, Matt. See ya.